At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas House today begins what's expected to be a marathon debate on its version of the state budget. More than 400 amendments have been filed. Some touch on controversial topics such as school vouchers, abortion regulations, and transgender rights. The debate's expected to last late into the night, but once a budget's passed, the House and the Senate will have to work on the final version of the state spending plan. North Texas school districts this week are making a big push to get parents to enroll their kid in pre-kindergarten. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
In pre-K, we learn letters,
science,
writing.
The Fort Worth School District isn't just printing out flyers about pre-K. It's producing commercials in English and Spanish. They feature kids and Superintendent Kent Scribner touting the benefits of pre-K. In Fort Worth, all eligible four-year-olds can enroll in full-day free pre-K classes. Students who are low income, are homeless, or don't speak English get priority for available spots. In Dallas, school district officials are touting the growth of their pre-K program. Derek Little is Assistant Superintendent for Early Learning.
We saw this school year compared to last school year an increase of more than 1,000 new students in pre-K, where we reached 11,500 for the first time in Dallas ISD history.
Little says Dallas has nearly doubled the size of its half-day pre-K program for three-year-olds. In the fall, 50 campuses will offer it. The district is also expanding its tuition-based pre-K program to 19 campuses. This is for families who don't meet the federal guidelines for free pre-K. District officials are expanding pre-K by partnering with childcare centers.
So families who need longer hours, or maybe they have a one-year-old and a four-year-old and they just want to have all their children at one place, don't have to choose something outside of Dallas ISD, but rather can get the same benefit of a Dallas ISD classroom at the center where they already were.
In recent years, districts have been trying to get more students enrolled in pre-K because of research showing it helps prepare kids for school. In Dallas, Little says, kids who attended pre-K did better on kindergarten literacy assessments than kids who didn't attend pre-K. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Fort Worth parents can sign up their kids for pre-K from 9 a.m. to 1 Saturday at the Wilkerson Grinds Activity Center. The Dallas International Film Festival wraps up this weekend. Our big screen team talked with its artistic director about what's in store for the remainder of the festival.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And we're joined by James Faust, who is the artistic director of the Dallas Film Society and the Dallas International Film Festival. James, thanks as always.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
This year, you're paying tribute to the films of 1967, which, of course, are 50 years old now. You open the festival with Bonnie and Clyde, and this weekend you're showing the original Jungle Book, Cool Hand Luke, as well as the mockumentary David Holzman's Diary, which stars, of course, the late Dallas native L.M. Kit Carson. Why was 1967 a significant year, and why did you all choose to highlight that year in the festival?
Well, it came out at last year's film festival. I was hanging out with Monty Hellman and Joe Layden of Variety. We were talking with Monty Hellman last year, R&RE, and they were just talking about 1967. And I went, "Oh, yeah, I love that year. Graduate came out that year." And then we all just started rolling with it. And then that's when I heard about Mark Harris's book. After that, and went, okay. That's amazing. How did I not know about this book?
Yeah, Mark Harris's book looks at that year as a watershed year.
Pictures at a revolution.
Yeah, and actually I mentioned it to you, Chris, and I said, oh, you really good. I love that book.
Yep,
and so it just came to this thing where, my God, let's get on top of this. It's an amazing year of these things, not just beyond Bonnie and Clyde, but just the innovations technology-wise and the spirit of film. It's make we're going into the 70s after this, and that was the precursor for that next great decade.
So this year, the L.M. Kit Carson Maverick Award, named after the late Dallas filmmaker, is going to our own David Gordon Green, or
yes.
Richardson's own David Gordon Green, who will be in conversation with me on Saturday.
That's correct.
At SMU, and you're showing Pineapple Express.
His choice,
and he said he wanted to show it because it's the one that people have seen and seem to like.
Yeah, that's what they refer to him as.
Why David, and what does he bring to the table, and how does he represent this honor?
Well, when we were coming up with this award with Hunter Carson, L.M. Kit Carson's son, we wanted to honor people that sort of could move in and out of this sort of this maverick, brave filmmaking at the same time work in a more commercial world. David made a lot of sense for us because he does walk that line. I mean, from George Washington to Pineapple Express, Snow Angels to Our Brand is Crisis. I mean, he's able to go back and forth in his TV work with Eastbound and Down, and now that he's going to be doing the new Halloween, which is incredible. I mean, he's just got this eye, and he's able to both be important and brave at times and also make a lot of money.
If you had to pick a sort of under-the-radar sleeper movie on the final weekend, what comes to mind?
I have three, actually.
Fair enough.
One's not really a sleeper. Rememory, which is our centerpiece film with Peter Dinklage, sort of a sci-fi epic that's really interesting and it poses some great questions about reality that I really enjoyed. A documentary called Whose Streets, about the situation in Ferguson, which we paired with a short film from Christian Vasquez, a local filmmaker, about the shootings here in Dallas last summer. So it'll be a great conversation and that with that film. And I'd probably say the last one that I think people will really be interested in is a little documentary called Step, about the Step team out of Baltimore and following these kids' lives and what they go through just living in Baltimore, sort of in the Whose Streets world, but a little more light, and definitely has a more of an uplifting ending to this particular documentary. So those are my three that I think people should really take time to take a look at.
James Faust, thanks as always for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, James.
You can find a schedule of festival screenings at artandseek.org. As for the forecast today, sunny skies, a high around 74 expected. Temperatures will drop to around 49 under partly cloudy skies. And then it's mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 76. 53 now in Dallas, 49 degrees in Fort Worth, 44 in Wichita Falls, and 47 degrees in Tyler.